for no tax.
We zig and zag all over the place in this show, but we always go to inside the Beltway. We're always in Washington, right? At the top of the show, Victoria Jones joins us, Talk Radio News, and there was a big sort of pissing match, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe it, over the date when the president was going to give his jobs speech. So the White House, in the end, decides to take the next day to go instead September 8th instead of the 7th when the Republican debate is going on in California. But it also happens to be the opening date of the NFL, and of course a big game between the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints, for whatever that would matter to people who might or might not watch the speech. However, the timing could be interesting. What do they have to say, Victoria? First of all, hello, Victoria.
Hello.
I just have a vision of you in the White House, because I know what the White House press corps is like. And are all your heels worn down from running back and forth?
Yes, well, running up and down the stairs, because we're in the basement.
Of course you're in the basement.
Of course. Where else would we be?
Right, exactly. Put the media in the basement.
Yeah.
So when you were in the basement today, it seemed like what I heard was coming out of Washington was that, you know, a lot of people were asking Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, who, of course, does the briefings every day, about the whole date thing and a conversation with John Boehner, and did that happen and what happened and all that kind of stuff. What did he have to say?
Well, I was in and out, but basically – The White House line all along has been that, you know, none of this was deliberate, that the president just wants to give the speech, and that, they're very happy to do it now, and that, a lot of the questions really started, I must say, to move on to, well, what's in the speech? Once people were able to wrench themselves away from the TikTok of who said what to whom and when and who shall we blame more, and oh, come on, you don't really expect us to believe that, which we really, as members of the press, could only keep up for 24 hours. We kept it up for 24 hours and then we sort of had to let it drop, because
right,
everybody knows that nobody believed anybody.
Right. Yeah, that's the truth, because they take a position, and this is very common in D.C. You know, you've covered politics there for a long time, and whatever the other guy says, you say, well, that's poppycock, that's not true, that's nonsense, and here's what really is the deal, and they spin it. It's, in other words, that's where I think the original form of spin was created. The art of being able to spin things around truly exists more in politics today than ever before, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think there was a lot of spinning in this story from both sides. I really
yeah,
do.
I do too.
I think it was a lot. But I think the story did move along a bit to, okay, so what's in the speech and what do we want to be in the speech? And liberal House Democrats today, particularly the co-chairman of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Representatives Raul Grijalva and Keith Ellison, said they want the president to take bold action to tackle the lingering jobs crisis, and they want him to go big. They want him to champion sweeping investments in the nation's crumbling infrastructure. They want a public-private partnership to fund the nation's roads and bridges, they're getting really old railways and things. They want a national infrastructure bank, and that's the kind of stuff that they want. So they want real investment.
Yeah. Yep, and we'll see what the reaction to the speech is. I'll be curious about the timing of it. Do you know, have they said when he's supposed to do it?
Because they have now. It's going to be 7 p.m. on Thursday.
Yeah, that makes sense because, see, the football game, the kickoff isn't until 8:30 Eastern.
So
there you go.
If he got a lot of applause, which is no guarantee, he should be out.
He should be out, exactly, in time for the kickoff. That was key. If I was working on this, I would have made sure that that happened. Hey, let's turn to something else, the 9/11 Commission. 10th anniversary, of course, coming up in less than 2 weeks, and 10 days, really. And now the report comes out after 10 years, you know, on this anniversary. What's in the report? What should people know?
Well, there's one aspect in particular that I've come across, which is about homeland security issues and the House, for example, and how the Senate oversees that, and the Department of Homeland Security, which was created in the wake of 9/11. Well, it's so scathing about this. In fact, it has found that millions of dollars have been wasted and the nation's securities has been jeopardized because of the antiquated structure of congressional oversight with regards to homeland security. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, Representative Peter King, is pledging to work with House Speaker John Boehner to reorganize the committees. Basically, there are more than 100 congressional committees and subcommittees that have jurisdiction over the Department of Homeland Security Committee and the many agencies under its umbrella. So millions of dollars are wasted each year, according to this report. And it says that DHS provided nearly 4,000 briefings to lawmakers in the 111th Congress and sent official witnesses to testify more than 285 times.
285 times? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh.
And so the report says this amounted to many thousands of hours of work, often duplicating efforts and costing taxpayers tens of millions of dollars.
Great.
And they report to congressional overlight. For example, they say one committee deals with the security of airbound cargo. Well, another committee oversees seabound cargo. And they say, well, why?
Yeah, exactly why. And so it sounds like there is a lot of money that's being thrown down the rabbit hole.
They're saying millions of dollars are being thrown down the rabbit hole.
Wow. Wow. All right. That's a nugget to take out of this. I'm sure we'll be talking about that tonight here on America Tonight. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, as always, enjoy the rest of your evening, and thanks for talking with us. All right. Coming up here on this hour of America Tonight, boy, do we have a lot of great guests for you, including Round the Bend, Mark Krikorian. He's got all kinds of information on immigration policies. He's a lawyer and has been with the Center for Immigration Policy for quite some time and then some. He's, as I said, he is truly an expert on immigration policy. So we're going to talk about a couple of things, what's going on in Arizona, what's happening as well as far as people coming into the United States with the so-called specialty jobs. And also, Rick Perry and his stance on immigration, as he is now the favorite in most of the polls on the Republican side of things. Plus, we're going to talk some financial stuff with my pal Clark Hodges, and also Stephen White will join us. Wait till you see what he has out, this cool app that allows you to know when your kid is trying to send a naked picture to someone. Ooh, that sexting thing, so nasty. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Let's go! Down the street, pool way down low. No sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
That was me, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. As many of you know, the immigration nonsense that has continued to happen in this country is probably the biggest one for me, and part of the reason why I got involved in the show, America Tonight. So we are very pleased to welcome to this show Mark Krikorian, who is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He is absolutely a diplomacy expert, a law expert, too, when it comes to the madness of immigration and the policies that we've set, or some of the policies that are starting to get some movement that ultimately might affect so many of you. And one of them is one that we constantly talk about, and it's about this so-called skilled foreign labor and the push for that, the push for these laws to pave the way for more high-tech foreign workers, basically. And like I said, who better to have on the show than Mark? Mark, thanks so much for spending time with us. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
So let's just take it squarely head on and talk about what the policies are at this point, because I know that people listening are sitting up right now across the country because of how often we've, you know, dove into this. Ultimately, what is happening as far as the policy to make it more wide open and invite more foreign so-called skilled workers in?
Well, most of the immigration debate, you know, ends up talking about low-skilled workers. Most illegal aliens are low-skilled. Even most legal immigrants come in just because they have relatives here, so they're not necessarily picked because of their skills. And that's important. I mean, that's obviously a big part of the discussion, but the supposedly skilled immigrants is part of the discussion, too, and sometimes, you know, it doesn't get really talked about enough. And, you know, I don't think anybody really disputes that we benefit from at least, you know, the top people in the world being able to come here, the best and the brightest. The problem is that, you know, what do you mean by best and brightest? Do you mean, you know, somebody with 150 IQ, one of the, you know, an Einstein? Or do you mean lots of kind of average, okay workers who, you know, have a associate's degree from Hyderabad Community College? I mean, that's not skilled immigration. What we have is way too much. What we do have is the real top people, the real Einstein. We do let them in. The problem is we then let in huge numbers of people who were kind of plain vanilla workers who aren't Einsteins. And the business, the tech businesses especially, constantly push for this, not because of their excuses they give. You know, this is essential for, you know, entrepreneurship and innovation and all that. That's mostly baloney. And when they let their guard down, they admit it. It's really about cheap labor. Now, it's cheap computer programmer labor, but it's still cheap labor. That's all it's about.
Yeah. And it, as we continue to go down this path, ultimately, what is the danger here?
Well, there's a couple of dangers. A big one is that we become dependent on foreign tech talent because American kids don't go into the work anymore. It becomes jobs Americans won't do. We have huge numbers of people with science and engineering and math degrees in the United States who aren't working in those fields. Huge, and millions. And when young people are, you know, in college thinking about what they're going to major in, what their field they're going to go into, you know, when computer jobs become increasingly dominated by foreign workers who are willing to work cheaper, and they are, there's no question about that. We've done research on this. Then, you know, people end up looking at getting an MBA or something instead of going into computers. And, you know, people have to make the choices they have to make, but the government is distorting the decisions that young people are going to make. And even people who are Americans who are in these tech fields, if the companies have younger foreign workers they can put in there, people willing to work 18 hours a day and sleep on the floor in the office, well, then some guy who's got a wife and two kids and a mortgage, he's disposable as far as the tech companies are concerned.
Yeah. And I've heard that. I have a lot of friends in the tech industry, and I've heard this from a couple of different people, both with Dell. Somebody I know works for Dell, and somebody I know works for Cisco, and they talk about how it's just a great big myth, and things are exaggerated as far as actual jobs and what they're doing and that kind of stuff. Let's move to a couple of other things, since you're the expert in this. And as I said, we talk about all aspects of immigration and illegal immigration, that kind of stuff, and where we're headed as a country. What's going on in Arizona now at this point? Because I figure this goes all the way up the flagpole to the Supreme Court. We're talking about SB 1070. What's going on there?
Well, SB 1070 was put on hold, basically, with an injunction by a federal judge. And the what's happened now is that the governor has filed an appeal before the Supreme Court. That happened a couple weeks ago, and then the Supreme Court has to decide, you know, will they hear the case or not? If they don't hear it, then the lower court decision in the Ninth Circuit, which is the most liberal part of the federal judiciary, their decision stands, and the law basically is, you know, suspended. I mean, parts of it went into effect, but the controversial parts won't. If the Supreme Court takes it, then who knows what's going to happen? And, you know, there's really no way to know, but I think, you know, the odds the Supreme Court is going to hear the case are a little better than they were before, because the Justice Department has also more recently sued Alabama over their similar immigration law, and that's in a different part of the federal judiciary. So the Supreme Court really doesn't like having different courts come up with different rulings that then apply differently to different states. And so, you know, I won't say it's likely the Supreme Court will take it up, but the odds are better than they were a little while ago. Now, what the Supreme Court will decide, who knows? I mean, really, it's completely arbitrary. It all depends on which side of the bed Justice Kennedy gets up in the morning, because he's the deciding vote and everything. So, I wouldn't even hazard a prediction on that.
Yeah, why do you think, you know, we've gone back, you look at the Bush's 2 years in office, George W. Bush, you look back at the Clinton administration, his 2 years, and then, of course, before that, Bush won. And you think of the policies that were put in place during the Reagan years, why has this issue continued to hang around for so long? And I might be answering my own question, Mark. Is it because of the fear of upsetting the constituents and not getting reelected and being careful about how you maneuver around Hispanics in general?
I don't know. I really don't think it's the reason this problem is so bad is because of fear of the Hispanic vote. That's probably, you know, it's clearly part of it among Republicans, among Democrats too. So they figure that this is going to be an advantage to them. But I got to say, I think probably more important than that is that too many people benefit directly from essentially open immigration. Businesses, obviously, certain businesses anyway, get this continuing supply of cheap, controllable labor. The ethnic advocacy groups get more and more people they get to pretend to speak for. So it's not like it's not a voting thing. It's that they, you know, have this bigger constituency. It makes them more important. You know, you hear in the newspapers all the time, Hispanics are America's largest minority.
Yeah.
Well, what that means for La Raza when they read that is, you know, they hear cha-ching, cha-ching. I mean, it's just money in their pocket. So, I mean, you know, voting is part of it, or at least fear that you'll alienate voters. But frankly, that's not all that important anyway, because Hispanic American voters are Americans. They're concerned about education and foreign policy and
sure,
all the usual stuff anybody else is.
Yeah.
And sure, they're more likely to have immigrant acquaintances or immigrant experiences. And so it's, you know, it's more important to them, but it's not the kind of single-minded obsession it is with the advocacy groups, groups like La Raza and the rest of them, for whom, you know, basically importing as many people from Latin America as is physically possible and making sure that they don't go back is kind of their reason for existence.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I talk about this all the time on the show. People don't realize because they don't know as much about Governor Perry. Mark Krikorian, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Happy to do it. Thanks.
Thanks. All right.
Bye-bye,
Mark. Thanks.
Bye.
Coming up here on America Tonight, I'm going to let you hear what he had to say about Perry talking about his stances on immigration, some of which I have mentioned, including the fact that he has a policy where basically if you're here illegally in the state of Texas, you get the tuition. You get the free tuition ride that the other kids don't get, and then there's a slew of other things, including forget about the fences and all that sort of stuff, and really, he's more about amnesty than anything else. Some hardcore turns with Perry, but most of them are pretty soft immigration-wise. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No woman to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Boy, we talk about this all the time here on ATN. Sadly, the trouble with sexting and cyberbullying and how prevalent this has become. What do you do when your kid gets mixed up in the middle of it? What do you do when you don't even know your preteen or your teenager is smack dab in the middle of something that you just can't even believe, and suddenly you get this phone call out of the blue, or you see some photos on Facebook? So check it out. I cannot wait to introduce you to this guy. You're going to love this. How do you proactively help the kids? How do you make sure that they don't damage their future, for example, by having things that are out there forever and a day because of how fast technology is moving? There's a thing called iGuardian, and it's a way for parents to monitor their child's Facebook account, their phone, their computer for nudity, frankly, for nude pictures and sexting, those inappropriate messages that, again, could linger and really get them into trouble. So Stephen White is a father of four, and he is the founder of Image Vision and this thing that I'm telling you about, iGuardian. Stephen, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Yes, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So what was the genesis for this? What made you develop this and think about doing something in this direction? Because obviously you're a tech guy and you do those kind of things. You develop things. But how did you come up? Why did you come up with iGuardian? Because you have kids and you saw the need for it, or was there a story that prompted you to do this? What happened?
Yeah, so about 3 years ago, my co-founder's daughter had just come home from a school event, put her phone down on the counter and gone upstairs to take a shower. And about that time, one of the boys at school had sent an image and inquired about her shower. And the image, you know, at this time, this is about 3 years ago, this is before sexting was a popular vocabulary term. And of course, it was an illicit image he had taken of himself. And you can imagine sort of the shock, surprise, and outrage that my co-founder Mitch and his wife had at the time. So they called up their local computer geek, me, and said, Steve, how is it that we can put some software on the phone to block it? And so we went online, Googled it, found really nothing out there that could block images, right? So, I mean, there's stuff that can, if you try to go to a particular website, it'll block you from accessing the website, but nothing that could look at content, you know, particular user-generated content, and block it.
Wow, so then that was it. Then you were off to the races. So how does it work? What you get a group of software engineers, or that's what you're doing too, right, together, and you're developing this app. What is it? Is it a cloud-based thing?
Yeah, so the software that we've built is a Facebook app, and then we're also in the process of rolling out a mobile software app as well. So we'll have two different services. And basically the whole idea is it helps parents protect and watch after their kids' online activity. You know, so the idea is if something happens or something pops up offensive on your kid's cell phone and or Facebook, then we're going to send the parent an alert. Let them know that, hey, by the way, here's the offensive content, and it could be everything from a picture to offensive words, phrases. You know, really we try to address all the modern issues, whether it be the sexting that, you know, is real clear terminology today with the kids, but also we're looking for after cyberbullying and online predators.
Yeah, what did you find it? I'm sure in doing the research for this and pulling it all together, what do you have, like a trillion terms in there? Because there's so many things. Yeah. And you and I probably don't even know all the terms.
Well, and we continuously add. So there's a ton of, you know, just acronyms and lingo that we, you know, we've got a team that just keeps up to date on what kids are using these days. So it's including the text lingo. So we have a nice database of all the terms, and that continues to grow every day.
And you've got and what you're doing too right now is aren't you doing a free trial so parents can get a feel for it? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, exactly. So we do have right now, it is a, you know, brand new software. We've just had it up and running since last Friday. And we are offering it free for anyone that is interested in helping us, you know, test out the software. We're very interested in feedback from your users as they sign up and go through the process and also use the software. We're very interested in having, you know, just the experience and also both the good and bad. So we get, you know, I've got a number of emails, and these are my favorite, is from parents that, you know, typically I always hear, it's not my kid. And so I get a number of emails from moms and dads, of course, that say, by the way, this is just my personal experience in your software. I found that, you know, my kid was being bullied, and I was able to stop it. And in fact, just today, there was an event over at a local Dallas high school where cops were called in. The police, principal, about 10 different kids were pulled in, and it was all over their daughter being attacked and bullied online through Facebook. So, I mean, I love getting those types of emails, of course. Being, like you said, I am a father of four. I've got my oldest right now is 14, and I've got another daughter, 12, and they're just now getting to the Facebook and phone age. So, obviously, they've got my software on it. But, you know, I'm just very excited to be a part in helping out, being able to help other parents like myself with these threats from foreign bullying and predators.
And you explained this, how they get a text. iGuardian, basically what you would do is they would get an email or an SMS text alert. And what are some of the things? Because we know the word. So if there's posts also by other kids to your child's wall, you see that. What about the tag thing? That's always confusing.
Yes. So we keep them alerted to everything from images. We alert to conversations, all the messages, whether they're private messages or wall messages. You know, big thing right now is friends. Everybody's going back to school, meeting new people. We keep parents alerted to who your kids are liking and friending. And, you know, as an example, we watch for people that are not inside your circle, as well as people that are of large age discrepancies. You know, so obviously if it's a uncle or a grandmother, then typically that you'll have someone in your circle that you're also friends with. But if it's, you know, 42-year-old guy down the street that just happened to befriend your 13-year-old daughter, typically you're not going to have any friends. So we're going to, our associations, we're going to look at that and give you an idea that, hey, this guy needs to be watched after. And at the same time, also, whenever your kids check into places, right, that location gets advertised to everybody on Facebook.
Mm.
And we're going to let you know that, you know, your daughter just checked in at this location and everybody knows about it.
Yeah, and they don't, and see, that's the thing, and obviously you found this out too. There's a great example. Somebody who is 14, 15, I mean, even younger, they're just excited. They're posting, hey, we went to the Sonic, we're here. And they're not thinking that that's an alert that somebody who might want to do them harm can easily go find them there.
Mm-hmm. That's right, absolutely. And then, you know, the other thing that's real popular is putting your phone number online, putting your birth date, putting your where you go to school, so your address, everything like that. We do alert, keep you up to date on what information your kids are giving out.
So is it true? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and the other thing is, you know, I get this question a lot, is this snooping, right? Do we consider,
yeah.
So I guess we're not trying to be, we're not trying to develop software that's you know, sort of used for spying and tattling on others. But the idea here is we do encourage parents to be involved with their kids' activity. You know, in fact, you do require your kids' password to use the service. So we don't want anyone to be able to access accounts out there. So you've got to go through an authentication process. But other than that, you know, we definitely encourage, it's something similar to, let's say, your corporation that might monitor your email communication. You know, they're upfront and open about it. And same thing here. We think parents need to be open and honest about the dialogue and say that, hey, by the way, we've got this software that is monitoring your account. And you know, the idea is to keep you safe and make sure that you're making the right decision.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question, so you beat me to the punch. That was perfect. Do you foresee this? Even I was thinking out loud for a second. What about, you know, at certain companies, and this is where, of course, people would really react to this, but at certain companies where, let's face it, you have people that are looking at porn or doing things they shouldn't be doing on the computers. And a lot of times you'll read a story that'll break that so-and-so was fired because they found that they did this or they did that and they had no idea for 5 years that it was they were Facebooking everybody and wasting all the company time. Do you foresee that maybe a company or two might want that?
Yes. In fact, we do have a number of large enterprises that – and so we call the term user-generated content. But it's basically when – you use PhotoBucket and Yahoo, Flickr, Apple, all these different types of services, photo and video sharing services that allow you to upload content to their website and for everyone to view. And so our software is used at these very large websites that deal with, you know, millions and millions of pieces of content every day to actively monitor that content and filter the traffic.
Yeah.
So that is yeah. You know, definitely something that we do today. The other thing that our software is being used for right now is law enforcement. So child predators typically have to register their social accounts with their local police department.
Yeah.
You know, the challenge, of course, right now is with the budget cuts, their police officers spread too thin and, you know, just not a whole lot of time. You can imagine most people's Facebook account has thousands and thousands of posts every day.
Sure.
So it's very difficult for them to be able to monitor. So
yeah.
That's where we help them out, right?
Love it.
Our sector. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. We're out of time. Stephen White, check it out, iGuardian.com, and sign up for, as he said, the beta transition here. Good chance to check out that stuff. Sounds good. Thanks so much.
By the way, it's EYE Guardian.
Okay, EYE. We got it. Hey, Stephen, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. All right, interesting direction of where we're headed there and of course, making some big headlines because when we talk about the problem with the sexting and whatnot, can you imagine? Some of you can imagine. And some of these kids, we're not talking about older kids. Some of the younger kids don't realize, like we just mentioned, when they say, hey, I just went over here to Wendy's or I went to I'm behind the school or waiting for a bunch of people. Or it's so dangerous where they can just people can just pinpoint them, the parasites out there, and get to them. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road here on America Tonight.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
An old friend of the show. We've had him on a couple of times, actually, and we have a lot of fun with him. Clark Hodges, financial strategist, joins us, and we're going to kind of scattershoot. You know how we roll here on America Tonight. Do you have your seatbelt on, Clark?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Let's start with the first one, because people keep talking about this thing about, you know, the rich need to pay more taxes, and why shouldn't they pay, and the rich have to pay, and if the rich would just pay, then that could solve the deficit crisis. We could just get rid of the, which now is $15 trillion. Is that true?
No, it's not true at all. It's a political statement, in my opinion, to appease a certain category of voter to get reelected.
I agree with you. I agree with you, because people don't understand the tax system either. And then it becomes the difference between an individual and a company. Something that has come up lately, there have been a bunch of articles written about this, is CEOs. That CEOs, because now their salaries keep getting printed and talked about a lot, are kind of in the line of fire. And the reason is because there was one of the things that came out was there was a study done about CEOs' salaries and bonuses and the fact that they're skyrocketing when the average Joe, the lunchbox guy, I'm just going to say, when their pay is pretty much flatlined, they're not getting raises, that kind of stuff. And one of the things the study said, and it was in the New York Times the other day, is that at least 25 top U.S. companies paid more to their chief executives in 2010 than they did to the federal government in taxes. And so the names that were thrown out there, you know, eBay, Boeing, GE, Verizon, you know, I could go on. And the executives are saying that the companies were paid at least more than $16 million a year, which it was substantially higher, obviously, than the average guy. Do you think that there's some problems with that finding that people also are, it's kind of maybe misleading or nah?
I do think there's some problems in that with that issue, because I think generally speaking, and this is a general statement, and it doesn't apply to every company, obviously, but there are a lot of well-to-do, fat cat-type guys that are on boards of directors of publicly traded and privately held companies all over the country. And they're on those boards because they knew somebody. And they were put on those boards because they knew somebody and they liked the person that put them
yep.
on the board. And so when it comes time to talk compensation, the boards of directors are getting compensated. And so they're happy that they're getting a paycheck for basically going to one meeting a month, if even that. And they're not going to there's no way they're going to cut the salary of their buddy that put them on the board. And I think that's a problem. And I honestly don't know how you solve that problem, because I believe in free enterprise. And I believe in a lot of ways, it's not what you know, it's who you know in this world. And but I do think those boards give outlandishly generous in packages to these guys. And sometimes it's ridiculous that when they leave these companies, they get outrageous packages. And so I think that is an issue. And, you know, at my firm, at Hodges, we invest in publicly traded companies. And when we see a pay system out of whack, it's a red flag for us. And there are companies that do it right, but there are also a lot of companies that do it wrong. And so it's one of the things we take into consideration when we invest in the business.
Oh, that's smart. So then digging deeper, you're looking to see that structure, because maybe that also signals that there it might not be sound in the end.
Right. You know, the bottom line is that that guy who's running that company is there to make the shareholders a profit, to make
sure.
that money. And whether that's through dividends or whether that's through the appreciation of the stock price, he's got to do that job. And giving that share, that CEO stock options is okay. But at the end of the year, when a CEO of a corporation is approaching $50, $60 million a year in compensation, I think that's a little ridiculous. Unless the revenues of that company justify that. And there's not a lot of companies that you can say justify that. And so I'm a little skeptical of some of these packages, because it's their buddies who are on the board and giving them such great deals. And it's that scratch your back, I'll scratch mine. And, you know, who knows? He's on – person A is on the board of person B, and person B is back on the board of person A. So they're scratching each other's back.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And the problem is, it's just like you said, you believe in free enterprise, so do I, and capitalism. And so when we entrepreneurs in this country abound, and when you want to flourish, and when you want to, when you're looking for capital, for example, who are you turning to? So you can see how that, you can see how that gets out of hand. Like you said, that's the problem. It just gets out of hand. Instead of a little compensation, even a generous compensation, because you look at the revenues and what the person might be contributing, because sometimes they contribute a lot more to the company.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't. They're more a figurehead. So I think it depends on the individual company. Well said. How about this story today? And I just thought it'd be interesting to ask you this whole robo-signing thing, the Federal Reserve sanctions Goldman Sachs, saying that the investment bank has to investigate what they're calling questionable lending and foreclosure practices in the former mortgage unit. Well, we know that was going on because that was a pattern that was happening. That's what sunk our, sunk us, because of all that robo signing and just pushing those mortgages out there and then saying eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And half the time the people don't realize or know who has their mortgage. I was told that we might see just another shoe drop in this. Do you think that's going to happen? That, I mean, we're still not out of the woods on this whole thing anyway?
Well, I think there is something rotten in Denmark. If you take into consideration over the last few weeks, there's been more and more news come out about Goldman, and the chairman had to hire his own personal criminal attorneys. And I think that what you're probably seeing is the beginning of it's not a witch hunt, but I think there are some situations out there that they're maybe about to uncover something on Goldman. Now, I don't think Goldman's going to go under, but I could see a scenario where Goldman and, you know, some of the top guys are forced out. And if this guy had to, if he had to hire a criminal defense attorney, that Lloyd Blankfein,
yeah,
you know, that can't be a good sign. So these all may be connected, but to tell you the truth, I don't know. And to tell you the truth, it's not something that I really worry about too much, because what happened in 08 was pretty bad, but things were really bad. Things are not bad today. And when I say things, corporations' balance sheets are much healthier today than they were in 08. And I don't think there's going to be a need to bail out Goldman or to come in and save Goldman. I think it's probably maybe they're finding something that this guy maybe did illegally during 08 to cover something up, and he may end up paying the price for that. But I don't think, and of course that happens throughout history, no matter what the economy's doing. So I don't think it's anything to be too concerned about as it relates to the overall stock market.
Yeah, the key is knowing what to invest in.
When I was 2 years old, McDonald's went public in 1968, and my dad bought me 2 shares of McDonald's stock on the IPO.
Yeah.
So the total investment was $50. And in 1971, okay, so three years later, he sold it for $800. So $50 turned into $800 in 3 years of McDonald's stock.
That's
good. But the real kicker is, what it'd be worth today.
Yeah, we're going to look that up. Clark Hodges, financial strategist, thanks so much. You know, it's interesting. I say this all the time. You have to have diversification in a portfolio. So I think gold is a good investment. I think the point is, if you got in at 300, you are loving life, especially if you hung on to it now all the way through, because I think it boomerangs past 2000 easily. So to me, gold, some stocks, but, you know, that really is the craps table. You're throwing the dice. I was thinking about this when he was talking about his McDonald's stocks. Best stock that I ever picked was Panera Bread Company, only because I hit it on a high run. So, you know, I got in, it was like 40-something, and it went up to 60-something within a matter of weeks, and that was pretty sweet. But often it's the opposite way, because you're just picking, even if you do all the research and everything else. It's just like when we do Nail the Score. You can analyze the teams to death, but ultimately it comes down to picking some numbers and going with your gut.